Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. We've all seen the images of the incredible bravery of doctors and nurses on the front lines of the coronavirus. But do we really know what these heroes are experiencing? Most of what we've seen has come through the lens of traditional media. Now, a new mini-documentary from Octus Productions, a student-founded film company in New York City, offers a remarkable and unprecedented look into the day-to-day lives of medical personnel as they battle the pandemic. This film will fill you with admiration and provide a lesson in hope, resilience, and the power of purpose. Today, we're going to tell you about the film Frontliners. You can watch it by clicking on the link in today's show notes. In this episode, we'll give you a glimpse of this powerful documentary and reveal how you too can see it, share it, and most importantly, learn from it. Now, since the pandemic erupted months ago, the world has been awestruck by the commitment and bravery of frontline workers. They have kept us all safe at the risk of their own lives. In the U.S. alone, at least 9,000 medical workers have contracted the virus and dozens have died. Yet they've continued to answer calls for help, flocking to hotspots like New York City from states such as North Carolina, Georgia, and Minnesota. Most of us encounter this bravery at a remove. We know it's happening, but it doesn't affect our day-to-day lives. But the mini-documentary Frontliners gives us a unique close-up view of the trials, the triumphs, and the lessons of hope we can all use in our own lives. Frontliners comes to us from a film company called Octus Productions, founded in 2014 by three New York City students. Through the unfiltered lens of youth, the filmmakers take us on a gripping journey and allow us to see the pandemic from the perspective of medical personnel who are fighting it every day. This 10-minute documentary will be sure to change your perspective and give you hope in humanity. Here's just a glimpse of it.
My daughter said to me, "You know that you're probably going to get this." And I said, "Well, you know, I'll wear a PPE and I don't necessarily think I'm going to get it. Lots of people." And she said, "Well, you know, 14% of New Yorkers have it and you're going to be in an ICU." And I said, "Well, 80% of cases are, you know, mild or moderate." She said, "Look, I just want you to know that if you're saying that you've lived your life and it's good enough and you can die and that's okay, then you need to know that that's what you're saying." You know, she's 18, she's not 11, so it did resonate with me.
I remember a young man who has since been discharged, and his call light was on, and I happened to be on the unit. And so I went into the room to say good morning and see what I could do for him, and he was just so afraid. He was asking for pain medication, but when I said I'll leave and I'll get the pain medication and bring it back to you, his words for me, a perfect stranger with tears in his eyes, were "don't leave." So I didn't. I sat and I stayed with him for about 20 minutes and heard him talk to me and learned about his life a little bit. And that was what I felt I needed to be doing in that moment. To find out when he was discharged was a really happy day.
When you see people outside who are not at so much risk, you know, at 7 o'clock at night coming out cheering, it's really, really appreciated.
It's a surreal experience to go and see, you know, the fire department and the police and all the other people who, you know, put themselves on the line. It's amazing to see the support for really all of them as essential workers.
Now, one of the reasons this film is so resonant is that it comes from a very personal place. The three young filmmakers were raised in New York City, and their love of the city shines through in the images in Frontliners. The name of the film company, Octus, means growth in Latin. As Frontliner shows us, with adversity comes the opportunity for growth for all of us. There's so much we can learn from this film, from the filmmakers and from the doctors and nurses showcased in it. Frontliners reminds us that we all have been affected by the pandemic, even if we are not on the front lines ourselves. So here's something good for today. We can all recognize that even in crisis, there's opportunity for growth and change. We can do that by opening ourselves to new perspectives, like the one presented in Frontliners, and perhaps gain a new appreciation not only for the frontline workers and the incredible sacrifices they're making every day, but also a new appreciation and gratitude for what matters most in life. And we can share this perspective with others. To see the film, click on the link in this episode's show notes. And please share this something good with people in your own life so they can truly come to appreciate the frontliners. And in doing so, perhaps come to appreciate their own lives as well. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.